Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.
Von Australien verschlug es ihn damals 18-jährig, das ist ein paar Jährchen her, über Berlin, dann später nach Österreich, wo er inzwischen lebt. Und heute verschlägt es ihn zu uns nach Potsdam. Harry Dean Lewis ist hier. Im Oktober ist sein Debütalbum erschienen. Three Sides to a Coin, also drei Seiten der berühmten Medaille, werden da beschrieben. Auf Radio 1 haben Sie ihn vielleicht schon mit seinem Song Caesar gehört. Am Mittwoch spielt er ein Konzert in Berlin in der Junction Bar und er ist jetzt hier. Hello, Harry Dean Lewis.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, you're funny.
Is it? Oh yeah, I just looked at the clock. It's actually 13:13. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Schönen Nachmittag. Können Sie mir jetzt wach? You'll be playing Berlin the day after tomorrow, but you're already here, so I can only assume you are here to meet old friends, or what do you do?
Yeah, one of them in the room with us right now, and trying to finish another album, actually, come to speak of it. So yeah, I decided to make the most out of the trip. And had the lovely excuse to come out to Brandenburg as well, to Potsdam.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been here since Friday and writing new stuff and getting the set ready for Wednesday night. It's going to be a new kind of approach to the way that we've done the set in the past, because with new musicians and we have a very fantastic rhythm section that's going to be joining us as well. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting show for sure.
Okay, also er ist schon ein paar Tage früher angereist vor seinem Konzert, das er hier am Mittwoch spielen wird, weil er natürlich ein alter Berliner ist, hat hier viele Jahre gelebt und trifft Freunde. Einen hat er auch mitgebracht, der ist hier gerade mit im Raum und aber ganz still. Hi, winke, winke, hallo. Genau. Und er freut sich total über die Zeit, die er hier verbringt, denn er arbeitet bereits an neuer Musik. Also wir sprechen jetzt gerade noch über das Debütalbum, aber er ist im Kopf schon wieder bei der nächsten Musik, die wird auch neu, sagt er. Er hat jetzt auch für das Konzert neue Musiker mit dabei, neue Drums, neuen Bass, so wie ich das verstehe. Mm-hmm. Are they from here or do you bring them with
No,
you?
They're from here. They're both based here. Chicho and the Infinity Warlords is the name of the project, actually. Chicho and Consti, they're also playing on Wednesday night, their own set. We also have Duxius that's going to be playing as well. There might be a little secret surprise at the end of the night. So, yeah. It's definitely worthwhile coming down for the whole show.
Also es werden auch ein paar Freunde mit dabei sein, die on stage sind am Mittwochabend. Und yeah, you are from Australia. Why did you decide to move to Berlin?
It's a good question. I asked myself sometimes in the winter the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just left Australia when I was, like 18. I think I maybe just turned 19 and was doing the typical three-month travel through Europe. And I came to Berlin, I think for the Berlin Berlin Music Festival, which used to, was at Tempelhofer Feld. I was out one night and I ended up having this crazy night where I ended up with these two German guys. They took me around the city and I ended the night at like 6 a.m. talking to a giant Syrian family of like 10 people at Aravigelände. I was like, okay, this place has a lot to offer. So I just stayed. And yeah, one thing led to the next. And yeah, 10 years down the track, the pandemic hit and I moved on and I'm back.
Also er war 18, als er von Australien nach Berlin kam, hat drei Monate lang erstmal Europa bereist und ist dann auf das Berlin Music Festival gegangen, damals am Tempelhofer Feld, und war schon total angehuckt, fand Berlin interessant. Dann hat er auf dem RAW-Gelände eine syrische Familie kennengelernt, 10
Yeah, it was
Menschen.
A father and I think he had eight of his sons with him, and we just ended up talking, and I think that went on for hours. It just sort of, I realized, okay, this city is just such a mishmash of culture that there's obviously a lot to discover.
Yeah.
And
Also auf diesem Gelände sprach er viele, viele Stunden lang mit dem Vater von 8 Söhnen, die er auch dabei hatte. Und da hat Harry gemerkt, das ist eine Stadt, die ist so faszinierend. Hier trifft man Menschen, die man nicht überall auf der Welt trifft und vor allem in dieser Ballung. Und dann wollte er unbedingt hierher kommen.
Exactly.
Berlin always can be a very humbling experience. I think maybe Caesar, I don't know, is a bit about that, I don't know.
But I think parts of it were definitely subconsciously written whilst I was living here, trying to find myself.
Yeah. And Berlin has also the potential for a lot of inspiration. What did it give you, like, as an artist?
I think it just opened a lot of doors musically, influentially. Like, I didn't really know what kind of music I wanted to make until this album kind of came together. This is kind of the beginning of what feels the most me at this point. But I just met a lot of really good, talented, very diverse musicians from all different parts of the world that ended up here, and the quality seemed really high, and the yeah, the amount of influence was just huge. So I could really try a lot of different things while I was here. Mm. I think it took me a little while to kind of land where I am now, but mm-hmm. Berlin definitely had these kind of like firework moments all over the place where I tried a little bit of Britpop and a little bit of soul and a little bit of reggae and a little bit of this and that. And then I guess many years down the line, they all sort of folded into whatever the music is that I'm making now. So,
That's interesting. So you collected styles.
Yeah, I think so. I think
er sagt, Berlin hat ihm künstlerisch viel gegeben. Er hat hier viele Menschen getroffen, die auch Musik machen auf einer sehr hohen Qualitätsstufe, wie er findet. Man konnte sich hier gut ausprobieren, sagt er. Und es hat eine Weile gedauert, aber seinen musikalischen Stil zu entwickeln. Er hat quasi Stile gesammelt und beschreibt das ganz süß. Also, dass er an verschiedenen Orten war, wo verschiedene Genres stattgefunden haben. Da mal Reggae, da Soul und so weiter. Und er sagt als Wort dazu, das waren wie so Feuerwerksmomente. Mm. That's a good word, because it could be like a Schlager-Song. Feuerwerksmomente.
Write it down, let's get to the studio right now.
Während die Aufnahmen beginnen bereits für diesen Schlager-Hit. Wir hören jetzt aber erstmal rein in seine wirklich gelungene Musik. Wir hören Harry Dean Lewis mit Caesar. Harry Dean Lewis mit Caesar auf Radio 1. The song gives me very nice, chilly 90s hip-hop vibes, cool. A Tribe Called Quest or whatever. But the most outstanding thing, in my opinion, is your voice. And you just showed that you're actually really good at singing along when your music is playing. Er hat hier gerade mitgesungen und es klang fantastisch. Very nice, very
Thank
nice.
You.
So I had the feeling like you're really proud of what you did, because if you weren't, you couldn't enjoy listening to your own music like that.
Yeah, it's funny. It goes through so many different phases. Like the writing process of this whole album was a pretty surrealistic experience. I think generally, especially with the hip hop stuff, I write these verses in like a matter of minutes and I don't really go back and edit them. They're just kind of done and then I put them in the shelf. And then by the time it gets to sort of mixing.
With the melody in mind?
The melodies come pretty quick as well. I would say, like, often it's the first most instinctive thing that comes out that ends up becoming the main hook of the track. And I like not to put too much conscious thought into any of the writing, because mm-hmm. most of this stuff is really like subconscious connections and symbolization and stuff. So the more you think about it, it kind of loses its mystique. But yes, I would say I was surprised how this record came out, because I didn't really know what I was doing and it all kind of came together in about 3 months. And it's quite hard to tell when you're really in it, what it actually is. And it's when you finally get fresh ears from other people, they listen to it and say, oh, this is really good. Or, no one told me that they hated it, so that's what I'm working with.
Also bis jetzt hat noch keiner gesagt, dass er seine Musik hasst. Das ist doch schon mal schön und gäbe auch keinen
But
Grund
please
dafür.
Call in.
Ja, bitte melden jetzt. Ja. Er sagt, seine Texte schreiben sich sehr, sehr schnell. Das ist fast schon wie so ein wie ein Fluss, der da so aus ihm fließt und sehr unbewusst, was da teilweise passiert mit den Lyrics. Melodie entsteht währenddessen oft schon so nebenbei, dass er so ein bisschen weiß, in welche Richtung das gehen soll. Er war dann am Ende aber über die Produktion und wie das alles sich zusammengefügt hat, doch sehr positiv überrascht, dass das dann so ein tolles Album geworden ist. Und man hat ihm das eben gerade total angesehen, wie er hier bei dem eigenen Song zugehört hat und so aufrichtig das genossen hat, mitgesungen hat, gestrahlt hat. Das war jetzt wirklich schön zu sehen. Cool. Your approach to production, do you sample a lot? I read about field recordings and stuff.
It's a mishmash. I'm still learning a lot about production. I think this was kind of one big experiment, or like a school for myself to figure out what kind of style of production. I normally start with some kind of sample drum that I can start getting a groove together quickly, but all the instruments are live, like they're all recorded, and the drums on quite a lot of the record, we then re-recorded with my drummer in Vienna. But it's a mixture. I also like to take recordings that I've made and then resample them and try and give them a sort of feel like it's a sampled quality. Mm. And this album, I think you mentioned that it kind of reminded you of some 90s hip hop, which I appreciate, because there was a lot of sort of stitching and seaming things together that maybe wouldn't necessarily be thought to go right next to one another, and kind of chopping things together like an old school MPC style production. But it's kind of ever evolving.
Wir nörden über, wir fachsimpeln hier über Produktion. Also er samplet doch so einiges. Ich finde, das spürt man auch oft. Beginnt er das Instrumental damit, dass er einen Drumloop samplet, und dann werden die Instrumente, die weiteren dazu, live eingespielt. Aber manchmal lässt er auch was live einspielen und samplet das dann wiederum. Und so kriegt das halt alles so diesen ganz tollen Hip-Hop-Feel, auch ein bisschen von früher, aber irgendwie doch an der Zeit. Das ist echt cool, schön. Ja. We already talked about your connection with Berlin, but you live in Austria now.
That's true.
How come?
So when the pandemic hit back in 2020, I guess, yes. I was living in Berlin and everything shut down one day to the next. And when I walked down the street for the first time with no people, it was one of these moments of like realization that I'd been in Berlin for 10 years. And I think I just was in the right space of mind to try something different. So I ended up taking a train to Tyrol, down into the mountains of Austria, to get some nature, and spent 3 months in a house next to a mountain. It was like the polar opposite of Berlin. And I think I was just, without realizing it, really in need of a fresh change and a fresh perspective. And then I kind of migrated from Tyrol across to Vienna, and I met some amazing musicians there really, really quickly in my trip. And that sort of just gave me the next base to stay. And I've been in Vienna now for 4 years.
Er lebt jetzt seit 4 Jahren in Wien. 2020 konnte er Berlin während der Pandemie nicht ertragen, hat dann festgestellt, puh, das ist jetzt leer hier und irgendwie nicht mehr das, was ich mir vorgestellt habe. Also setzte er sich in einen Zug nach Tyrol. Auch das klingt wie ein Schlagersong.
That's the second. We're gonna have an album by the end of the interview.
Yeah, I know. It's so creative over here. Zug nach Tyrol, also die nächste Single. Und er hat dann 3 Monate neben einem Berg gewohnt in Österreich. Und genau, also das Kontrastprogramm.
Shout out to Sieglinde.
Sieglinde, she was your host, or
she was my ex's grandmother.
Your ex's grandmother, and she
hosted me for 3 months with a keyboard, and yeah, it was very nice, very sweet.
Also von von die Großmutter der Ex. War seine Gastgeberin dort und hat mit dir Keyboard gespielt?
Nein, I just had my keyboard with me. She just allowed me to take over her living room.
Okay, und er hat komplett die Bude übernommen und dort Keyboard gespielt und alles. Yeah. Und jetzt ist er seit 4 Jahren in Wien. And yeah, I would love to have you over here forever, but time is running.
I've got my bag.
Okay. Und er muss sich natürlich beeilen, denn es geht in die Vorbereitung für seinen Gig. Der ist dann also am Mittwoch in der Junction Bar. And I guess there will be new music maybe next year.
We will definitely be playing. Yes, for sure. We'll showcase some of that new music on Wednesday night. So if you want to hear something very fresh, come on down and experience it for the first time with us.
Beim Konzert wird er ganz neue Musik vorstellen. Harry Dean Lewis, thank you so much
for stopping
by.
Thanks so much for having me. Cheers.